information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you at the end of another, all these weeks are always spectacular, aren't they? There's always something going on. It's like a standard thing. Anyway, the name is Larry, it's the Criticast. The stories that made the news this week, the first one was the accident that took place on the corner of Samora Machel and Chinoy Street. And that was a car that seemed to be speeding, and it crashed into a service station that was there. And it was just, wow. It was just like, who the hell drives that fast and that recklessly? I mean, you know, it shocked a lot of people. It happened yesterday, or rather Thursday last week around 2 a.m. in the morning. So it was like, yeah, who's driving that fast late at night? As to the number of people that were injured and so forth, there may or may not have been a death. I can't confirm that right now. But there's some circles that say one person died. And it did look bad. It looked incredibly bad for one person. We're not sure what happened. But yeah, be careful on those streets. There's no need to speed. There's no need for speed. And I'm not quoting the game. It's just a thing that I wanted to say. Anyway, also happening this past week, Eric Block. Yeah, remember him? He used to be the quiz master. In the 90s, you might not be old enough to remember that, but there used to be a national high school quiz that used to take place in Zimbabwe. Now, Dr. Eric Block, who was the quiz master for that, he sadly passed away. Yeah, he was also a prominent economist who I knew for being quite frank, and from conversations I had with him, he was pretty straight to the point on issues that he found, bothered him, or whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, and what else? The video by Buffalo Soldier and Manetta came out. Remember, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it came out, and well, there's the scene on the bed where she's all sultry and so forth, and also the scene in the kitchen where there's a saucy scene on the kitchen. Let's call it that. In the kitchen. And yeah, it's pretty hectic. Yeah, we know guys out there pretty getting excited about Manetta. She's a ridiculously good-looking girl. So, yeah, well, you know, for some guys. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, what else happened? South Africa announced that 47 people per day were killed in the 2013-2014 crime stats. Not the crime stats, but I'm saying the crime stats announced that 47 people were killed every day. That's two people per hour. Two people. 17,068 people were killed in the 2013-2014 time in question. Just to give you a rundown of the statistics, murder went up by 5%, attempted murder went up by 4.6%, aggravated robbery is up by 12.7%, theft out of motor vehicles is up by 3%, car hijackings up by 12.3%, and truck hijackings up by 5.1%. In, well, relatively good news, rape went down by 6%, and 5.6% was a decrease that was found in reported sexual offences. Also coming out this past week, what else? Tuku turned 62. Yeah, shout out to him, 62 years old. Oh, so yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Also, Ebola is said, by the World Health Organization and the new United Nations emergency reaction to Ebola. Well, apparently Ebola could affect up to 1.4 million people within the next 4 months. At the moment, the death toll has got over 2,000. So yeah, it's a bit creepy when you tell me that in the next 4 months we could have more than, what is it, 1.4 million people across the world affected by Ebola. So far, about 500,000 be affected. But yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. Also, something else that happened this week, the Big Brother reveals came out for Zimbabwe. DJ Butterfly from Power FM was revealed. So there was some excitement, not so much as the excitement over the male contestant from Zimbabwe that has made it into the house, a singer by the name of JJ. seems to be very popular with the ladies. So he'll be getting a lot of that vote, we're pretty sure. And finally, this week, what started this week, the Shoko Festival is on. Yeah, it's kind of weird because SADC Fashion Week is on the same week, so we can't see that. Also, Zimbabwe Fashion Week is also on in the same week, and Intwasa Festival is on in the same week. So four things are happening at the same time. You wonder if people talk to each other. Have a conversation, talk to each other, say, hey, I've got a festival, we can't do it in the same week. We like to see all those festivals, that's just how we think. Yeah. I don't know, I don't know. It's just weird. Don't do it. Don't. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Playing all of your favorite songs.
I just want to be the best ever. Amazing while I'm at it too. That'll never happen unless I change my attitude. Gravitate to people who care and show them some gratitude. Better yet, show them the world and what it can promise you. Be the beacon for people that speak and seek truth. Party hard, work harder and then hardest. Go far, then farther, and yes, farthest. Seeing as how I'm only getting out what I put in this. Every letter's laced with love. Every sentence bears the essence of the heavens above. Every part of my prose has been peppered with passion and hope, so that even the blind see what the deaf don't know. So need to remind thee that it ain't your year. Not now, not yet, not ever, you hear? Hate to say it, but I said it so it's crystal clear. If you came to kill the king, aim your pistol here. Cause Kingpin passed and that's far from fair. But I'm here, H-Town, can't you tell that I care? Or would you only care if I came from the Americas, draped in a blood diamond mine when I'm heaven sent? Why is it not enough that I stand to lose everything? Respect to the people that made me, to raise me up like the fist of freedom that I be fighting for. I don't know the pause for thought, I just write more. Talent does what it can, genius does what it must. With this mic in my hand, I gotta aim to adjust. Perceptions embedded in heads from my continent. Hip-hop came from abroad, but we honor it. Fact I used to want to behold until I found me. Used to look down on my own until I found peace, hidden in the lines of my life, in the eyes of the few that I call peers, view in it for life. Not the hype or the lights that shine bright but burn easy. It's real life, most nights it ain't easy, but believe me, we in it for the long run. Try to pick the pop post-finish, be strong, son. And that's fact, fuck fiction. Part of my French, but that's that. My religion is keeping it real for all my real folk listening. Spinning with pedigree instead of just pissing it. Bringing you steady signs instead of jittishing it. Showing you my life and not the mirage, painting you pristine pictures and bringing you to art, showing you the hidden pieces of who you are. You're amazing. To the amazing.
Yeah, that is Ten Diamond. A man will be performing at the Shoko Festival this coming weekend. The track is called Be Amazing. Yeah, he says he's got a new album that's coming out soon. It's going to come out next year, but he says that he's performing singles from that album at the Shoko Festival. The name is Larry. You're listening to The Criticast. And the next thing I'll be talking about is what seems like something of an onslaught on religious leaders in the public spaces. I'm not going to say whether they're guilty of things or not, because that's opened someone up to libel and that sort of thing. And nobody wants that conversation. Yeah, people are very litigation happy these days, so you never know. So anyway, what happened a couple of years ago? Remember there used to be that Miracle Money? Yeah, that was it, Miracle Money. And then suddenly these two prophets, that was Prophet Angel and Prophet Makande, were summoned to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe by then Governor Gideon Gono, and they had a conversation with him, and suddenly they stopped. We think, this is our speculation, that Dr. Gono said to them, you can't do that. You can't do that. No, I mean, it's not our currency to start with. And the way currencies work, everything has got to be accounted for. So money cannot just appear from nowhere and then we say, hey, that's a thing, let's do this. No, so yeah, they probably were told they couldn't do that. So they stopped doing that. And the media went hula-hoo over that. So yeah, that was that. Then recently, Robert Martin Gumbara of the something ministries or the others or something ministries. Well, anyway, what happened with him is that he was found guilty on charges of rape. Five counts he was found guilty on. So yeah, that was just an incredible story. And after that, then other people started coming out and saying, oh, I've got been a church in which I was abused too. Then just became a big thing. And yeah, and then shortly afterwards there were accusations that were later withdrawn by a local daily that a certain prophet, who I'm not going to name, had one of his healing missions had resulted in the death of a baby. And yeah, and it turns out it wasn't true. And yeah, so because there was a lawsuit, I think it was 2 million or 20 million. One of those was like in the millions that was thrown at the newspaper. And they quickly rescinded on this story, decided, no, that didn't happen. We're sorry. And then what else happened? Well, then other things started happening. There were a couple of weeks ago, there was this guy called Denford Mutashu who came out and accused Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries head and founder Walter Magaya of improprieties, saying that, no, look, this guy did something with my wife. Suddenly the case was withdrawn. Prophet Magaya says it's because, the man decided that there was no story. And there were pictures that came out of Prophet Magaya's church's Facebook page and said, no, hey, this didn't happen. But the guy himself is saying he did not go and confess anything. Oh, it's just weird. Yeah, so I don't know. Some circles that are saying, no, there was money that exchanged hands, and others that say it didn't. Then recently, Pastor Chris, remember him, the guy with the crazy hair? Well, he's getting divorced, and the media is having a circus with that. And like, oh, gosh, you can't keep your marriage together. It's so weird. And, yeah, it's a huge, huge story across the world. And, of course, the big story that happened this past couple of weeks, that was a guy by the name of T.B. Joshua. What happened with him? Well, he one of his churches collapsed. 115 people died. He says there was a planned attack on him. And, oh, gosh, he's so lucky to survive, but he's sad for the people that died. And it's just incredible when you think about it, because before, these stories just never made the mainstream. Nobody questioned people, men of the cloth. It was kind of like, yeah, they are what they are. They were untouchables. Now is their fair game. It's like, yeah, we can talk about them. I don't even mean that the caliber of preachers and so forth is dropping. And because some people are saying, oh, back in the days, the priest looked a lot cheaper, poorer, and that sort of thing. By the way, I have no problem with the prosperity gospel. History is littered with churches that are mainstream now, that are orthodox and that sort of thing, and behave in ways that you wouldn't know they behaved, hundreds of years ago. It's just that these guys are setting up new churches. So I'm not going to go against them for setting up prosperity gospels. The only thing I have is, as an issue, is don't do weird stuff. Just don't. It's just not acceptable. In all fairness, given what's happened in the Catholic Church, where we found out later that guys were up to no good, I think in reality, it's just nowadays, you can't hide anything from the media. Just can't. Just can't. So, yeah, it is what it is. DJ. Pamachika makango gumbukati, kungo pinda mugedi neku butura poki, kwakana kataura neni sweeti, bakavunza, na jaita seiko baba fungi, dapo fonerwana my brand vajiti, mamuta jamba japa magrosa ne mapurisa ekanzuru kubanga vadi. Oke sai maboko handidi heso naimi bikwanire kaini hatsirini kaini takunyongo shaini sakatika maini kete kuda kundishusha nekuwetsa taimi kosadza ndakaguta konyama ndakaguta iwe handisirini ndati pakura mofu ini zvangu zvekurapurwa handidi maxondi ende makunditiza bipi manje nhatsi tinopedzerana nemupinyi nesuro makasvika mukati dzimira tv watching big brother tsadza kuona roki aiwa bodonanana naizvaita seiko baba fungi papamasvika makangogumbuka chi. Yeah, that is the music of Dadza D. The track is called Bafungi. That's a man who will be performing as well at the Shoko Festival. Prince of Fire, Dadza D. The name is Larry. It's the Quidicast. On the other side, I ask this question. Is there anything like a woman that is out of your league? The name's Larry. It's the Quidicast.
You are listening to the best DJ.
Yeah, it's Larry. It's the Quidicast. And this is the third and final segment. And as usual, I talk about relationship issues. And this week, I decided to ask this question. Is there such a thing as a woman who is out of your league when it comes to dating? And ladies, is there such a thing as a man who's below your level? Now, I asked this question of two people, a man and a woman, this past week. And this is what they had to say.
There's no such a thing called get out of your league. Because we differ in perspective and differ in choices. So I guess one's choice is not another man's choice. But really, really, there is nothing like league. It's not a soccer, it's not a sport. Relationships ain't sport.
There are some guys that I can say they are beyond my level. Because one, those people will be lazy. You know, there are some guys that will need money from you as a girl. And also someone who is not smart. I'm not saying someone who wears something expensive, but I mean something smart. Just being smart as you.
So the man said, no, there isn't. And the woman was like, oh, wait. What I can't deal with is laziness. I mean, in all fairness, what she had to say is something that is straight down the middle. Nobody likes a lazy person. But I think what I was asking more to do with, which is more the mainstream conversation. A lot of men will look at a woman and say, oh no, she's living this life that I can't afford. So therefore she's way above my pay grade, way above whatever it is. And so they decide, no, I can't date this person. And of course there are ladies who think, I don't pay. Like, what are they going to give me in life? And when you really look at it, I say, if you're a guy and you say, hey, there's a person who's way above my pay grade. Well, let's face it. If you get to the level that she's on, or that you think she's on, and, you know, bearing in mind, you're assuming she's into guys that are paid. That's the thing that you've assumed over here. She could be a person that comes from a place where money's not an issue. So anyway, we'll leave that alone for a second. So you go in and you think, no, this person way above what I need to do, what I can afford. Then one day you afford them and you get them. And you decide that the relationship, the basis for the relationship is money. What happens? You suddenly have these weird insecurities because next thing a guy comes by has got more money than you and has a conversation with her. You start thinking, oh, I'm so vulnerable now. Because let's face it, there's always going to be somebody who's going to make more money than you. Of course, with some women, it helps for you to have money. And they like that. But, you know, for a lot of women, it's not important. And you know, for some, a lot of women actually date potential. This guy's got potential to make something out of himself or to get places. And women like to date dreamers. Not like perennial dreamers. People will never achieve anything, but trying to get somewhere. But ladies, now talking to the ladies who think that they're too special to date somebody, I'll ask you one simple question. What's so special that you have? Do you have like beer-flavored tits or something? Something that makes you so super freaking awesome that we're thinking, oh my God, it's such a human pleasure. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Oh my God, oh my God. I don't know. It's just like weird. Don't ever think that you're too high a class to be associated with certain people. It's just a stupid thing. And with that, I say thank you very much for being with me on the Quiddicast. The name is Larry. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquiddi.com. Or you could follow me on Twitter @Quiddirai or go to my website, www.larryquiddirai. Quiddirai's got a YI at the end. And also on WhatsApp, +263 776 595 560. And with that, I leave you listening to another group that will be performing at the Shoko Festival. This is the Jemba Monks, all the way from Bulawayo. They're easily my favorite house troupe from Zimbabwe. And the track is entitled Love Is Mine, featuring Bantu Mbele. The name is Larry. It's the Quiddicast.
This is a spiritual journey. A journey of love. So pure. This love has matured over a decade in time. A love so divine. Tied on the clash. Tears of pride. This pain inside.
I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?